Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
This is another episode of the Almost Famous Podcast and another very special episode of the Almost Famous Podcast. We have a part of the Almost Famous family with us, Bob Guinea.
Hello.
And also my friend, very good looking fellow, Jason Tardik. Hello, buddy.
What's up, guys? Ben and Bob. What a crew.
Right.
What an honor.
So that's nice. The Ben and Bob has a nice little rhyme to it. I like it.
Well, we'll talk about it later. iHeart's listening. Okay, so here's the thing. This is a special episode for a couple reasons. We have a journey to Las Vegas that we're going to be sharing together. It's a boys' trip.
Awesome.
We're going to be driving from Los Angeles to Las Vegas in our Hyundai Ioniq 5, road tripping, visiting some incredible places. I'm just going to name off some of the spots right here.
What do you got lined up here, Ben?
I have planned, I think, one of the best road trips that anybody could ever imagine. Not only are we going to be driving in style, but we're going to be stopping at Mormon Rocks Viewpoint.
Okay. Awesome.
Still in California.
Yeah.
An amazing place. Yeah. I haven't been to any of these.
I've not been to Mormon Rocks.
Me either. Nor do I know what it is, actually. But I'm excited.
Also, Elmer's Bottle Tree Ranch. Still in California. These are all spots that were highly recommended when you start Googling and planning for a road trip from Los Angeles to Las Vegas.
Okay.
We're going to do it all. Wow. We're also going to go, and I think you guys are going to be pumped about this. This is kind of like the kicker for me.
Okay.
We're going to go to Calico Ghost Town Campground. This is a ghost town.
Ghost town.
No.
Let's pause here for a second.
Ghosts.
So this is a ghost town. Do you all believe in ghosts? Do you have a ghost story?
The only thing I fear more than ghosts are clowns. So thankfully it's not a clown town.
I have a big clown phobia. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh my God, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I can't stand clowns.
If a clown comes on, my body freezes.
If a ghost of a clown rolls in here, I'm out of here. Yeah. I can't do it. I do think that there's some type of spiritual presence. I mean, there has to be, right? I mean, I can't believe that we just do all this work and live all this time and then just go away.
Yeah.
I could see you like Ghostbuster. You'd be like, Bob, if there's anyone that should have been a Ghostbusters from Bachelor World, it'd be you.
Throw a little Hoover on my back.
My aunt and uncle live in a house that it burned. At one spot in time, was a house that burned down.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
And a girl died in it.
Oh, man.
And her name was Molly. And so they rebuilt the house. It was time after. And they swear by the fact that Molly is living in the house. And the stories they tell about the lights flickering and plants moving and all this stuff happening. It's actually so bad that my mom's sister's daughter, if you talk about Molly just from living in the house, she'll like start having a panic attack.
No way.
She's like, I just can't do Molly. Like, just stop. So like,
I get that because I'd be scared to death.
I've never experienced that, but a lot of people have. And there's something to it.
Yeah. As I get older, I've had four people in my life who I trust and who I like admire who have told me with all confidence that they've seen a ghost, that they've walked across a ghost, that a ghost has confronted them. This happens often. It's wild. But as I get older, more people seem to talk about it. So we're also going to be stopping at ZZYZX Road.
What is that?
Tell me a little
common
more.
Common spelling?
Sell me on this stop.
I can't tell you anymore. It's all a surprise. The world's tallest thermometer.
Okay.
Interesting.
Now we're talking.
How tall? Do we know how tall? Or we have to wait?
We got to wait.
Wow.
There's no details to this yet because this is all going to be an experience. As we're driving in style, we're going across the land of... From Los Angeles to Las Vegas. It's not a long road trip. It's like 4 hours in a car.
I've done it many times.
Have you ever been at a world's largest or smallest anything before?
Oh, yeah.
First?
Egg, corn maze.
I saw the pumpkin.
World's biggest ball of twine.
Yeah.
Twine.
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting. Where did you see that?
I don't know if that's like from vacation or not, but I feel like I've seen it.
Did you take that from a movie?
Or I may
you,
have. Okay. Yeah. I may have taken that.
Cousin Anybody Eddie. That has anything, the world, like the world's tallest thermometer, when I see that on the list of things we should stop at, you got to stop. I mean, how many times in your life can you see the world's biggest or best anything? All right. We're also stopping at Alien Fresh Jerky.
Okay. Oh, man.
Again, I need an explanation.
Are you guys jerky fans?
Love jerky.
Who doesn't?
What's the alien part? All surprises.
All surprises.
Okay. Also a surprise, yes.
And seven magic mountains.
Wait, wait, wait. Do you believe in aliens?
I do. I think there's just no way.
Do you believe
way.
In aliens?
I believe in jerky. I'm not sure. Yes, I mean, I guess I do. It's kind of along the same lines as ghosts,
I have
right?
one last question. I know I've been off the road trip, but why do you think that we as humans think aliens are the look that like we always see them as with those big heads? You have any theory on that?
Somebody must have saw something.
Maybe we'll ask someone at the stop.
It's going to be an incredible trip, boys. I am so pumped for this journey. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it's not often that you can get away, go to an incredible music festival, right? This is going to be probably my fifth year attending the iHeart Music Festival.
It's my first.
It is an awesome experience.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You see some of the best talent in the world. And the cool part for me is, you know, you're there and the stage rotates. And so you have somebody on stage, not many minutes later, somebody else comes up on stage.
So not a lot of lull in between.
There's no lull.
Yeah, like, I love that.
You know, there's little activities in between. It's a great event. And being in Vegas is a lot of fun, obviously.
Yeah. Jason and I were talking about that. We both love Vegas.
Big Vegas guys.
Love it.
I went to iHeart with you in 2018.
Yeah.
I'll never forget you wore the wolf shirt. Just unbelievable red carpet work right there. And Blake was there. Nick Viall was there. I mean, that was great. So I've been before, but the person who's always wanted to go, my mom, when I went to that trip, she always talked like, oh, I would die to go. I would die to go. And through iHeart, they're actually going to take and bring my mom this the first time.
Awesome.
So she is so excited. It's literally like 3 months before and she's like shopping like 3 months ago. She's like, should I wear this outfit? Should I wear this? She's like talking to her friends. Like she is so excited and she loves both of you two. So she can't wait to meet you guys. Oh, she's already met you.
Yeah. We did the Today Show together. I love her. Yeah.
I brought my parents out, two years ago for it because they were so excited and they watch it every year on TV. Now they still talk about it. It's a blast. And so your mom, I mean, I don't want to set expectations too high because that's never fair, but like, I think every expectation she has is going to be far exceeded.
Yes.
And really nice of you to like think through that,
that
and like
that's
get,
awesome.
You know, work with iHeart to get her out there.
I'm like big on negotiating, right? I always preach that. And so when iHeart asked me to be part of everything that we're doing here, I said, I only negotiated one contingency. Can my mom come? And they said, done.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm it.
Well done.
You're well worth
that's ticket. Smart move.
So it brings us into then, obviously, Vegas is a lot of fun. You know, this will be your first time, Bob. We can talk on and on about the
not
music
my first
festival.
Time in Vegas.
The music festival.
3 zeros.
Yeah, man, I've been a lot more than I should probably admit.
Well, that leads to my next question then. How many times have you been to Vegas? Can you even count?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's been
same.
It's been a lot, but it's always been like, there's been a lot of, so for example, this would be kind of interesting, maybe. So right after The Bachelorette, before they made me The Bachelor, so this is back in 2003, 2004, we did the first sort of like show get together of everyone that had been on the show up until that point. And we did it in Vegas at the Hard Rock. And it was such a great time, like to the point of just bananas good time. And I tried to leave 3 days in a row. Like literally
and you couldn't
had a flight and was on my way to the airport and something happened and I missed my flight. And then I got to the point where I was supposed to do something on I think it was around the time of the Emmys as well. And I was going to do something on the red carpet and I literally could not get home. Like I rented a car and drove back. Oh my God, it was nuts.
How long was this trip then? Start to finish? It sounds like a 7 day.
I was there, you know, I was supposed to be there for 3 days. Wow. I say I was probably there for a solid week, you know, tip to tail, but it was a very, very fun adventure. And that was kind of what kickstarted those whole like reunion things that would happen, you know? It was pretty fun. So that was a really good time for me in Vegas. And then I wanted to talk. So Jason, You're a big poker player.
Love playing poker.
So when you come out, do you camp out in a poker room and just go for it? Or what?
The problem with that is if you're going to do the poker thing and you're going to do it right, you got to bring your bankroll and you can't be social because you have to sit in those rooms for like 12 hours.
Yeah, you got to grind.
It's a rare thing I'm going to do because I'm usually going to Vegas to be social. But we actually, when you said that, it reminded me, we filmed in Vegas for the season I was on with Becca. Mm. And I think one of the memories I'll never forget about Vegas is we got to go to Wayne Newton's house. And he gave us a tour of like all the stuff he had. And his house is like a museum. Like I remember the one area, it's like framed, and he had a note from from Elvis. He had like Liberace's car, like the craziest stuff. And so that was like one of those memories from Vegas I'll never forget.
Speaking of great cars, obviously Hyundai and the Ioniq 5 is going to be our mode of transportation getting there.
This car flies too.
Yeah.
Flies.
Beautiful. Slick.
You said something, we were in the car earlier, you said something that I want to take with me. You said when you sit in the car, you feel...
I felt very relaxed and refreshed.
Yeah.
It's because it's very like clean in there. It's very crisp. It's like beautiful interior.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. Interesting.
Did you feel that?
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Like I felt de-stressed just being in that car.
Well, and you have the calming waves going. The music
has an option on there for calming waves or if you get a little anxiety. I'm usually not a fan of road trips, gentlemen. I would prefer to fly. I like the couple hours, couple minutes of just no responsibility. Yep. Everything's out of my hands. I just get to sit back and relax. But I'm very excited for this road trip. Not only because, I took the time to plan all these wild stops along the way.
I mean, you put in some work.
Nah, I did. I tried. and I want to have this experience with you all. This journey is going to be very, very special to all of us. But I'm also just excited to drive this car in style to go up to, I would put Vegas as one of my favorite cities, but let me tell you why. I do love a good round of blackjack.
Yep.
Like it's a lot of fun for me. But as I've gotten older, Vegas has changed for me. We filmed during my season in Vegas when I was the Bachelor. So I got to do a lot of cool things around Vegas, see a lot of stuff. I've been to multiple Bachelor parties in Las Vegas.
Yep.
That is not my favorite way to do Vegas, though.
No.
I like to go now with my wife, stay in a hotel, pick a few great places to go to dinner, play blackjack up before dinner. That's kind of my style. Because I like to go to bed early in Vegas. Because I like to wake up, walk the strip.
It's the most Ben Higgins thing I've ever heard. I like to go to bed early.
Well, when you're married, there's not a lot of reasons to stay up
if you're
super
out past
late.
Midnight in Vegas as a married man, you're in trouble. Yeah.
Well, what if your wife's with you? You guys are all partying at Kygo having a blast.
There you go.
Jason, I don't have that in me.
Okay. For a late night.
Fired up a little bit.
Yeah, I would love to say that like that's my style, but I've been to the clubs in Vegas.
Yeah.
They're a lot for me. Yeah, we've been together. Yeah. They're a lot for me.
You definitely go into like statue mode.
Yeah, I don't love it. Like it's too much people, too loud of music, too many like things blowing on me. Like a lot of like different fog machines and then
a lot
like
of fog.
All of a sudden it's cold for a second and then it gets really hot again. There's too many temperature changes.
A lot of temperature changes in there. Yeah. It's a lot to deal with. I get it.
It's aggressive.
I like it. It's like a roller coaster.
I do too, man. Yeah. I come alive in Vegas. Yeah. I love it. I just love it.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
So are you guys club guys? Like, can you still pull that off? Do you still enjoy it? Let me preface this by saying the reason that I would still go to a club with you all if you're like, hey, let's do this. This would be a lot of fun. Yeah. I would enjoy going with you guys and having that experience. I don't know how long I would stay, but I'd be there. I just have never woken up the next day for any reason and gone, wow, I'm so glad I did that.
That's true.
So I want to ask you, do you enjoy that part of Vegas?
I do. So my wife used to open nightclubs in like all over the country, in like Miami, you know, New York, LA. And she was a big part of opening up what was formerly the SLS casino here on the, or in Vegas rather, on the Sahara footprint there.
Yeah, I remember.
And so I was never really a big club guy prior to, you know, starting to date her and stuff. And, but she would always go and like literally wouldn't even get ready to go out until like midnight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, this is bananas. But I really ended up having a great time. So, you know, when you're with the right people, I think it can be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Like there is a certain element when you're at the clubs, the music's so like, you're not talking.
But this wasn't me in 33. This was me at 20, like two.
Yeah.
I wasn't into it. Like at 22 even, I was like, this feels too much social anxiety for me.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I mean, when I was 22 and stuff, I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, let's go, let's have a good time. I'm not like a really like half-assed kind of guy. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right, but I'm not going to go to the club every weekend. But when I go, we're going to do it right. We're going to stay out. We're going to the diner at 6 a.m. And then the next day I'm going to be like, you know what? That was a whole lot of fun. Now today, I don't want to go to a club. And I truly mean this, unless like significant others are there with us.
Yeah.
Too much of a headache, all the bullshit. What's the point of it?
Yeah.
But when you have your like significant, like suppose it's like six couples and you're not doing it often and it's a good DJ and you're just like dancing and on top of the world having so much fun, I'll do it. I think
that's awesome.
You know what I mean?
That's a perfect storm right there.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with a bachelor party going to a club.
No.
No, it's too many headaches and bullshit. And it just, but if you're going to your significant other, it's the best.
I feel like Vegas has been usurped to a certain degree as like
usurped.
Bachelor. Usurped, if you will.
What a word.
To Nashville. Like Nashville's become more of a bachelor, bachelorette party destination, I feel.
Yeah.
Maybe than Vegas.
It's crazy.
You know, so, I mean, you never know.
Broadway's right? Nuts right now.
Yeah, just absolutely crazy.
I mean, it's mayhem.
It used to not be that way.
No, it was all Vegas all the time.
All the time.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to get through the things that people best know Vegas for, right? You have the nightlife scene. You also have the casinos.
Yep.
We were chatting a second ago, and I wasn't really listening because I was one of being intrigued on this show. But you have had some success at the tables, right? You have some stories to share. So I'm just going to throw it to you two to kind of share your success stories. Now, just to be clear, it's not always a success.
No.
It's not always a success story.
No.
So like, there's been some rough times as well.
Oh hell yes. I'll let you go first.
No, I think there's been highs and lows. I mean, there's been times where I've won thousands of dollars and times I've lost thousands of dollars. When I go to Vegas, I go with a very high risk tolerance. Like, let's ride this wave. I bring the amount I want to bring and it is what it is. And I stop at that. Now, I do have a good story. I was just at Wynn Casino not too long ago. And I was with a buddy who I've never seen this. He looks at roulette and he tries to find trends.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, this guy's out of it. Like, come on. And he's looking at eight different tables and he finds one. And he puts $100 down. He's hammering it. Keeps going. Double down. He turned that $100 into like $15,000.
So
I wouldn't have like actually believed his theory unless I saw it in action. And I know you have a roulette story. I want to hear it. But before I tell you that story, we were also at, this is a crazy story. We're at a casino and we get invited to this. It's like a high rollers experience for the Super Bowl, just because we know a guy who's in marketing gives us passes. And we're talking to a very high level executive within this casino management group. And it's right before the Super Bowl, about 20 minutes before kickoff. And I asked the guy, I said to him, what do you want for this casino to happen during the game? And he said to me, well, I can't get into the specifics about that because I asked him how much. And I go, well, okay, let's talk about the industry.
Yeah.
How much is being bet on the Super Bowl today? Not this casino, the whole industry. He said $20 billion.
Wow.
I said, what does the industry, not this casino, want to happen?
Yeah.
He goes, we want LA to win by 3. I'm like, why? He goes, because if LA wins by 4, that's where the money is. And a lot of people have money on Cincy Moneyline or Cincy plus 4. So if LA can win by 3, it's the strike zone. I'm like, LA's not winning by 3.
Yeah.
I mean, there was weird missed extra points. There was weird pass interference calls. There was the most bizarre things happening in that Super Bowl. LA won by 3.
I'm telling you.
I'm like, wait a second.
What do you do with that? Where does your mind go?
My mind goes to this. If there is a massive industry in which they will be enticed or favored by billions and billions and billions of dollars, I don't know if it's a coincidence when things work out in their favor, and you should do due diligence before you put a buck behind it.
The money lines on games, it's always so unbelievably close. Yeah, it's like, wild. You know, it's like, how do they do this? You
and
know?
So much is objective. And yeah. I don't want to get too down the Las Vegas conspiracy theories, but there's so much subjective in decision-making yeah. for refs mm-hmm. that they can have a huge impact on the outcome.
Oh, man.
And $20 billion's a lot.
I just don't know how you get a bunch of humans who are battling it out every play. I don't know how you kind of control that environment. It feels so uncontrollable to me.
Those humans are like
a flag.
Yeah. Those humans are like cast of a Bachelor yeah. show. And
why did I get
the
cast
big
for that?
People, I know, right? It's yeah. like the executives on top who are the ones that are playing with the checker pieces.
Yeah. I want to be casted as like Tom Brady.
That would be cool.
I wish somebody TV at some point 12. Would have been like, hey, you TV look like 12. A type of guy that can be the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works. Bob, you were telling us a really awesome table story.
Yeah. So I love roulette, and I also love the trending. So that's how you play that? Oh, yeah, totally.
So what do you look for? Why.
So a buddy of mine who used to be a drummer in my band many years ago became a dealer. Mm. He started in a local Michigan casino, and now he actually works out here in Vegas. And but when he was at the Michigan casino, we would talk about, you know, because he knew I have the same numbers I play every time. It's on the wheel, not the board, right? Meaning I look at the number I like, which is number 25.
Okay.
I go 3 to the right, 3 to the left. Sometimes I'll pepper in, like we were talking about today, like 19s, that one number on the outside. So if I go 4 to the right, 4 to the left, whatever it is. But they're all in a zone on the wheel, right? So not they're all over the board. Okay. But those numbers are randomly on that wheel in this zone. One of them's 00, okay. Like 1, 10, 25, 27, 29. You know, so anyway, they're on this little space, 19. So I would start watching for those numbers, and I would come in when my band was touring, and I'd be like, oh man, we've got, you know, a couple $100. I'm going to, you know, play roulette. And my buddy would say, trust me, if you're good to the good roulette dealers can get it in a zone. He's wow. like, they might not be able to hit the number every time, but if the wheel's not like freaking out going fast, but they can control the speed, they can get it into a zone. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. So anyway, it became a thing where my first thing to do is I'd come up and be like, hey, what's up, man? I'm always like super nice to the dealer. And I always put him in the game. So I'll be like, I'll put like, you know, $20 on red 25, and I'll put another nickel. Top chips for the dealer. Oh, thanks, man. I'm like, hey, 25, buddy, let's do it. You know, and I would just stay on it, even if it made me exhaust my bankroll before I ever hit it. But they would try, and if they're in that little zone, I'd be a winner. So my band from TV was out here doing a Vegas gig. This is several years ago. And we're at a casino. We've got like 4 hours to kill after sound check. And so I decide I want to go and just play a little roulette. So, and I'm the singer in this band, by the way, and that's an important part of the story because I lost my voice screaming because I was going so crazy. So I go out to the table. I'm going for my numbers. I'm doing my thing. They hit 25 red. So I'm like, oh my God, this is great. Now I haven't maxed anything out yet, you know, so the first time. So I'm like, hey, nothing sweeter than a repeater. Let's do it again. They do it again. I'm like, oh my God. So now I've hit my number twice in a row. So now I go table max. I'm like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Three-peat, can we do this? I'm like, you know, I think I put a quarter on top. I'm like, the top chip's yours. You know, that's $8.75 to the dealer if it hits. Yeah. And boom, he hits it again.
Damn.
So that's three. Now we got a crowd of people around the table. The pit boss comes over. They're like, you know, hey, we're going to have to, this guy's going on break.
Who's,
you know,
this Bob Guinea guy?
Yeah, what's this guy
Let's
doing?
Let's go, you know? Check this dude out.
So they put the dealer on break. The new person comes in, and I already had all my numbers placed at this point, so I have kind of a lot on the table. She hits 00, another one of my numbers in the zone, right? Then the next time she spends it, she hits 25 again. So there was just, I mean, I walked out of there with, I'll say it was a considerable amount of money to the point where I was afraid that I was going to get jumped or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was like kind of everyone knew I won this money, and everyone's like cheering and going crazy, as am I. And this was many years ago now, but like I remember walking away with like a couple racks of chips and then realizing on my way to the casino that I would have to, you know, basically be on the hook for that. So I was like, I'm going to keep gambling for a little bit later and not cash all this in right now. I did, of course, pay my taxes as I am an upstanding citizen. But I will say it was the most awesome moment because I've never had it where it's hit that many times in a row.
We're trying the zone theory, Ben.
Yeah. I'm going to sit down. I'm just sitting with you guys the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. So to close this all up, though, so Vegas obviously has the nightlife. It has the casinos.
Great restaurants.
Yep. I mean, the food in Vegas, that's awesome. What I said. That is one of my favorite things. I do love a good casino.
Yeah.
I do. And I do enjoy going out with my friends, but the food in Vegas, if you could just like go to Vegas and do it well, I think you could try some of the best food.
Oh yeah.
From, you know, some of the chefs from all over the world come in and do a restaurant there.
Oh, so good.
And then, you know, the shows, you have incredible music, great shows going on in Vegas. It's a fun environment, but I will say that iHeart Music Fest is the best show, the best experience I've had in Las Vegas.
I can't wait.
It's going to be excited. Electric.
Yeah, it's electric. It's electric. The arena's full. Everybody's excited. It has all different genres of music, right? You can have country mixed in with somebody from a totally different genre come through. You can hear a lot of music you haven't heard before. It's just a great time. And we're going to be traveling there in the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Thanks to Hyundai for doing this. I mean,
yeah, thank you.
I mean, how cool is it, guys, that we get to do this experience together? Your mom gets to meet you in Las Vegas.
So cool.
And we're going to be going there in an incredible vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something, it's like a pinch me moment.
Yeah.
How really cool is this? I mean, it's just going to be a great trip.
Oh, I can't wait. I think it's going to be awesome.
I'm counting down the days.
I got to get my wife to come because she hasn't been back to Vegas since we had kids.
Yeah.
She hasn't really done much. So our 1 year old, you know, because of COVID and everything, I got to get her out of the house. She's got to come.
Should we wear outfits where we match the color of the car?
Oh my gosh, that means
I don't know.
We'll be in an all-white ensemble. Yeah. I like it. I like it.
And I mean, I can't imagine pulling up to Ghost Town in all white.
Ooh, buddy. Man, that's scary.
That's going to be nice. Okay, well, boys, this was a lot of fun, but now we've got to hit the road in our new fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. Boys, are you ready?
I'm ready to go. Benny and Bobby, let's do this.
Let's do it, JT.
We're going to buckle up, put our hands on the wheel. I'm going to drive.
Okay.
I'm the safest.
Nine and three.
That's a smart move.
Bob, backseat probably?
Oh, yeah. Backseat on the hump, man. I like to lay down.
We could do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. Yeah. We'll switch at one of the many stops.
Deal.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, guys. This is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my hosts as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.